From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for June the 3rd, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 77. There will be northwest winds at around 6 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation today is 30%. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low around 47 degrees and a northwest wind at 3 to 8 miles an hour. We'll take a look at the long-range forecast for the week in a moment, but first, here is the week in review. Some of the stories that made the news May 31st through June 3rd. The Associated Press reported the State Public Service Commission will conduct a public hearing on June the 14th on the plan by New York State Electric and Gas to install an 11-mile high-voltage overhead power line near or through the towns of Chatham, Ghent, and Stockport. The commission will provide an information session beginning at 4 p.m. Statements from the public will begin at 5 p.m. The hearing will be held before Administrative Judge Eleanor Stein at the West Ghent Fire Company, which is located at 74 Bender Boulevard, at Gerald Simmons Commerce Park, which is just off Route 9H. The proposal has been criticized by residents and public officials alike, including U.S. Representative Chris Gibson and State Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett. The major political parties in Columbia and Greene counties held their events this weekend. The Columbia County Democrats met on Saturday at the Club Helsinki in Hudson for its annual Martin Van Buren Testimonial Dinner to honor members of their service. Among the honorees, philanthropist Judith Grunberg, Brenda Adams, the executive director of Columbia County Habitat for Humanity, and the West Ghent Fire Department and Chief Jim Sesternino for their efforts in fighting the TCI fire in August. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett was the keynote speaker. Barrett lauded the area's potential and said she intends to continue to work on issues such as education and ongoing efforts to create, and I quote, a real sustainable economy, end quote. In Greenville, the Greene County Republican Committee boosted enthusiasm for upcoming elections at its annual picnic on Sunday. U.S. Representative Chris Gibson spoke to the crowd at the Sunny Hill Resort and Golf Course, calling the list of scandals, including the Justice Department's seizure of Associated Press reporters' phone records and the Internal Revenue Service's targeting of conservative groups, quote, long and very disturbing, end quote. Gibson and other speakers also called attention to New York's own controversies, including the Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement, the SAFE Act, and a variety of pending corruption charges against some high-level state Democrats. Also at the picnic, the committee announced its endorsement of attorney Carol Stevens for the seat on the New York State Supreme Court 3rd Judicial District, which covers Albany, Rensselaer, Columbia, Greene, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Stevens has more than 30 years of experience in private and municipal practice. You'll find those stories in the Register Star and the Daily Mail. Joseph Spector reported in Politics on the Hudson that beginning on Saturday, infractions for texting while driving increased from 3 points to 5 points on a person's license. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said the state, and I quote, needs to further crack down on texting while driving offenses as more drivers, particularly young people, are distracted when they drive because they are using mobile devices, end quote. According to Spector, in 2011, texting while driving was boosted from a 2-point penalty to 3 and was changed to a primary offense. That full story you'll find in Politics on the Hudson. And in our final story, the newly formed Art School of Columbia County announced in a statement released on Sunday that it will open this summer. Classes and workshops will be held at the old schoolhouse in Harlemville beginning in July. The pilot program will offer weekly classes for children and weekend workshops for adults. Nicole Fernie and Thomas Chulak are the founders of the school. In explaining the origin of the idea, Chulak said, quote, with Columbia County becoming the center for the arts, it is time for the creation of an art school that not only serves our residents, but also attracts people to the area, end quote. So it looks like we're in for a mostly sunny week this week, with temperatures in the 70s and showers not expected until Thursday. The National Weather Service predicted a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 77. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 47. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 73. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 43. On Wednesday, sunny again with a high near 76. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. It will be cloudy again on Thursday with a high near 72. And from then, the forecast is predicting a chance of showers from Thursday night through Saturday night, with daytime temperatures ranging in the low 70s and nighttime temperatures ranging in the high 50s. The sun rose this morning at 5:20 a.m. and will set at 8:27 p.m. for a total of 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the third day of June 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.